What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Damn, the White is Coming Out, but that's actually sunscreen. As you guys know, I was in Medellin and I dyed my beard, trimmed it about two weeks ago. You know, this is not white hair coming out. This is sunscreen. As you guys know, I put sunscreen to protect my face from the sun and actually make it look a little bit younger. As you guys all been telling me, there's a big difference in my face now versus 3 years ago, before I didn't even know what the hell sunscreen was. Anyways, the title of the video, guys, is Muslim Sales, Please Never Ever Marry Fugly Looking Woman. So as you guys know, I own a food truck here in small town USA, and we are halal, meaning we serve halal food. If you know what kosher is, that's pretty much what halal is. So I get people from all walks of life. You know, you get Muslim people, you get people from New York, you get people from Latin America. I get people from all over the world eating from this food truck. Unfortunately, the economy is really bad, so there are days where I might make $30 in like 10 hours of work. And this is why I'm actually going to be going to Colombia to start up a business over there, simply because how bad the U.S. economy is. And it's only going to get worse, you know. A lot of people, they have credit card debts. Inflation is super high. The credit card company is now calling them, saying, hey man, where's our money plus interest? So a lot of people out there, they genuinely can't afford to have a good time anymore, and it's only gonna get worse. Trump ain't gonna make anything better, you know. Everything is gonna be manipulated. The stock market is gonna be manipulated. The job report is gonna be manipulated. Cryptocurrency is gonna be manipulated. You know, everything is gonna be like, oh yeah, Trump is the bestest, greatest thing to happen. But for the average American, Trump ain't gonna do jack squat for you other than drafting you in the military later on. Anyway, guys, so getting to the point of this video, which is Muslim sales never ever marry ugly woman. So a while back, I had a Muslim sale, good looking for a Muslim sale. He granted, he was curry, but he was a good looking curry. And he was married to a very, very ugly woman. You curry sales know how some of your women look like they have a man's face, you know? They're built like a fridge, they're short, they got a face of a man. You curry sales know what the fuck I'm talking about. So this dude, again, curry sale, but a good looking curry sale. And he was a multimillionaire, dude. This guy was legit multimillionaire, like, owns multiple homes, owns multiple cars. You know, he was passing by town and he wanted to eat at the halal restaurant. That's how he found us. So he was here on business. So he stopped in, and I could tell this guy was not happy, dudes. He was not. You can tell. I think the guy probably was my age or maybe even younger. I'd probably say early 40s, late 30s. And the guy was totally dead on the inside. He had a kid with this man looking Pooja. And the woman, she was happy. Of course she was happy. You know, she got a decent looking dude, way above her league. He's a multimillionaire. Oh, she happy. She on cloud nine, motherfuckers. But the guy, he was dead on the inside, you know. And I was telling him, yeah, man, I go to Colombia all the time. You know, I plan on doing this in Colombia. He's like, dude, I'm so fucking jealous of you. You can go wherever you want, do whatever you want. And, you know, I'm stuck here with her. And she was like right there, you know, but she doesn't care. All she knows is she got lucky. She got somebody way out of her leagues. She has a kid with him. In the Muslim community, he's not gonna leave her. So whether he likes it or not, and quite frankly, she knows it, he's gonna be stuck with her for life, unfortunately. That's just how it is. Now, a couple of days after that, a decent looking white guy, but he was short, he was like probably 5'6", 5'7", decent looking white dude, he was on cloud nine. He was married to a hot Latina. Now, the hot Latina, she was almost his height, and he was like maybe 5'5", 5'6", and she was almost his height. But this short sale, if you want to call him that, short sale, I mean, he had a full head of hair. He wasn't bad looking. I mean, he's not a model by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, I'd probably say he's like a 5, you know, especially with his height being 5'5". You know, he's like a 5. But the girl he had, that bitch was probably, you know, maybe in her younger days, she was an 8. But yeah, she's pretty much up there. And that white dude, he was happy. And the reason why he was happy is that he got a girl that was out of his league as a short sale. Now, the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that the type of woman you as a man has is gonna have an impact on your life, okay? So if you are with an ugly woman, you're with a woman who nags you, shit like that, you're not gonna be a happy dude, okay? But if you are with a beautiful woman and, you know, she's decent to you, you know, she doesn't nag or anything like that, you are gonna be very, very happy. Now, why am I making this video in particular to you Muslim sales out there? Because a lot of Muslim sales, they just give up and they say, you know what, let me take a fugly woman. Let me take a woman that is so fucking ugly, not even a dog will look at her. And yes, she will like being with you. Yes, she will stick around with you, but are you gonna be happy? Seriously, dudes. Are you, as a Muslim sale, let's say you are an above average looking Muslim sale, you have money, you're a rich dude, very well off to do, and you're married to a woman who looks like a fucking man, are you gonna be happy? The answer is hell no. A lot of Muslim sales, they go along with it because they know that the woman that they want are going to be problematic, so they go with the woman that is so ugly that not even a dog will look at her. And I'm telling you guys, don't do that, man. Don't get with fugly looking woman. Look, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, black belt, truth of the matter is, a lot of you Muslim sailors out there, a lot of you, you will never ever be genuinely desired by a woman, nor are you going to even be good enough for a woman. You see, white dudes, they can play JBW. JBW, according to Incel TV, is just be white. There is no JBB. There is no just be brown. Doesn't exist, okay? JBW will work. This is why we hear about white dudes who are balding, short, not much to look at. They go to Vietnam and they get themselves a decent looking Vietnamese girl simply because of JBW. JBW does not apply to Muslim sales. Unless, of course, you're a white Muslim, you know. Other than that, if you're the typical short, brown, fugly-looking Muslim, you're never going to be desired. And you're not even going to be good enough to have a woman after she has hit the wall. I told you about this Asian girl I've known for 20 years now, you know. She had kids from a legit Chad who was taller than me, better looking than me. She had kids from him. And then a couple of years ago, she married a tomato sale. For those of you who don't know, a tomato sale is an Italian incel, you know. The guy, she's like 5'3". The guy's literally 2 inches taller than her. So when she wears high heels, she's about the same height as he is. And the guy is not much to look at either, you know. I don't think he's balding, but he's definitely not much. He's nothing in the looks department. But yet, this Asian hottie settled for him simply because of JBW. She just wanted a rich white dude, which is exactly what she got, okay? So at the end of the day, for you Muslim sellers out there, you cannot be good enough for a woman. You're not gonna be desired by a woman. So don't go out there and get with a fugly woman, because that's gonna be bad for yourself, dudes. And at the same time, a lot of Muslims, what they do is that, I think I might have a customer. You know, a lot of people, you know, they come by the food truck, they take a look, and they just keep on going. You know, it's because the economy is bad, dudes. Like, the economy really is bad. Like, you know, the first thing that goes when the economy gets really bad is usually eating out, because you can cook your own food, you can buy your own food, you know, you can go to Walmart, get a whole chicken for $6.99, you can go to Wawa, get ready-made subs for like $4.99, shit like that. You're not gonna come to a gourmet place like this and order a gyro for $10. You're not gonna do that, dude. You're just gonna, you know, make your own food. And, you know, I don't hold it against you, but yeah, at the end of the day, man, inflation is up. Credit cards are no longer lending out money. So yeah, people are broke, dudes, and it's only gonna get worse. This is why I gotta be out of this country, man. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, and that is a lot of you Muslim sellers out there, you end up doing one of two things, okay? You either marry the fugly looking woman that's so ugly that not even a dog will look at her, and your soul is gonna be miserable, or a lot of you end up simping for post-wall woman. Guys, as a preacher's son, I've seen dudes who chased after a woman for decades. The guy's been chasing after the bitch since she was not even 20 years old, and then when she's like 32, 33 years old, he finally gets her, and in his brain, he's like, alright, I'm finally good enough for her, you know? 15 years in university, you know, becoming a doctor, making $250,000 a year. I'm finally good enough to get the girl that I've been chasing after for the past 15 years. What he fails to realize, and I'm telling you this out of personal, and I'm telling you this out of personal experience, dudes. Is a customer coming? I think I might have a customer coming. Talk to you later. How about that, guys? It was actually a DoorDash, picking up a DoorDash order. So anyway, so going back to what I was saying. This stuff will actually wake you the fuck up. And it's zero calories or... it's only 20 calories, dude. So it's not sugary. And it does actually work by waking you up. And it gives you like a good almost 7 hours of energy. A good five... You have like 5 hours of energy with this motherfucking can, you know. I drink it, you know, I drank that can over a period of like 3 hours, so I'm able to have energy throughout a 8 to 10 hour day with one of those cans, simply because I drink them over time. Anyways, going back to what I was saying, is that a lot of Muslim sellers out there who want hot women, you know, look, nobody ever wakes up in the morning and says, I want a woman so ugly that not even a dog will look at her, okay? Nobody in their right mind says that. And the people out there who say that, I want a woman so ugly that not even a dog will look at her, in that case, either they themselves are really ugly, or they just came to the logical conclusion that, hey man, she's not gonna cheat on me, she's gonna put out, she's not gonna divorce rape me, you know. For a lot of very, very logical people, sometimes taking the fugly looking woman would actually be the way to go. But again, this whole video is, don't take the ugly looking woman as the way to go, you know, because that's not good for your soul, and it's not gonna be good for your children, in particular male children. So the Muslim sellers out there who actually want the girl who is out of their league looks wise, what they end up doing is that they spend 12, 13 years going to college, building up their business, doing doctorate degrees, becoming a doctor, and they're now making $250,000 a year, and all of a sudden this girl who's been rejecting them since she was probably 15, 16 years old, now she is 31, 32 years old, and she's like, yeah, I'll let you touch, I'll touch your pee-pee. And these women, when they get married, they do what Terrence Pop refers to as pulling the grenade on the fat grenade, you know, pulling the pin on the fat grenade launcher, meaning that they blow up in weight. Guys, all the women I know, all the dudes I know who've been chasing, all the Muslim sailors I know who've been chasing after some girl who looks wise is out of their league for years when they finally do get her, she pops out a kid and then she gains 40, 50 plus pounds, okay? All the Arab woman that you guys see with dudes and she's morbidly obese, it's because she's not happy with the guy that she's with, okay? Now, there are some women out there who are just naturally overweight, but if she is the type of woman who's naturally not overweight, but after she gets married and pops out a kid, she gains, you know, 50, 60 pounds, it's because she doesn't want her man touching her. And the sad reality is a lot of you guys out there are not going to have genuine desire to know any better. This is what makes this dangerous, right? So, as you guys know, I'm 6'3". I got a full head of hair. I look a lot younger thanks to the sunscreen. I lost a whole shitload of weight thanks to Scamarona and TRT. Even though I'm back to my Scamarona weight, I'm a little bit under 250 now. You know, exactly a year ago, guys, I was 225 pounds. So I gained about 25 pounds. Not because I'm eating unhealthy, it's because I'm sitting in a fucking food truck all day not doing anything, you know. I just started going to LA Fitness. I'm burning 700 plus calories a day. I'm running over 3 miles or over 5 kilometers a day. You know, if I stay around 235 pounds, I'll be happy, you know. If I can, like, stay around 235, I'll be happy. But being 250 like I was 3 years ago, no. Especially when exactly a year ago, I was 220, 225. So I gotta get down to, like, a weight and stay with that weight, which is 235. And again, it's not because I'm eating unhealthy. It's simply because I'm sitting in a food truck not doing anything. Nevertheless, I'm still 6'3". Nevertheless, for a guy in Mexico or in Colombia, I'm literally well above average in height and also above average in looks, you know, especially when I'm not wearing sunscreen. And if I go wash my beard, all this will come off, you know. I'm going out to Colombia like once a month now, since I'm planning on having a business over there. I'll go to Colombia once a month, and whenever I go to Colombia, I'm just gonna go to the place that does this. Guys, it's actually cheaper for me to do this with the dye and the trim in Colombia than it is for me to buy the hair dye myself from Walmart, okay? So, I can tell you, as a desirable guy in Latin America, big difference between you have to qualify yourself to a woman versus a woman who has to qualify herself to you. Now, I know some of you guys out there are saying, well, Omar, can you give us an example of a woman who has to qualify herself to you? Well, I'll tell you what I do, but I'm not going to get into details because I know Coach Bitchpill is going to be whacking off somewhere in the corner watching this video. So, like, the girls I get with, like the two girls I'm with in Colombia right now, I tell them to grow out the hair that's down there. And the reason behind it is that most guys don't like hair down there. So if they're shaving down there, chances are they're getting banged by other dudes. So when I tell them, hey man, I want a nice bush down there, then you know they're doing it exclusively for you, not for other dudes, you know. So that's a woman qualifying herself to me. The reality of the matter is, vast majority of you Muslim sellers out there, you're always going to be qualifying yourself to a woman who look-wise is out of your league, okay? Reality of the matter, guys, if you're short, brown, and fugly, you're not gonna get genuine desire, okay? I cannot stress this enough. Height, the height pill is real. I know Yogi Obes claimed that the height pill doesn't exist and it's a myth, but then again, he's a 5'4" curly sale. So what's he gonna say? You know, if I was a whole Subway foot sandwich taller, I'd have been a legit shad. But because I'm 5'4", I'm like, you know, not that important to women. But the reality of the matter is, the height pill is real, dudes. If you are a decent looking dude and you're over 6 feet, that's really all you need to be desired by a woman, especially in Latin America, where the average height is probably what, 5'7", 5'8" at the most. Like, what's the average height in Colombia? Probably 5'6", 5'7" for a dude, you know, maybe 5'8" at the most, okay, guys? So, by Colombian standards, even by Mexican standards, dudes, I'm hella above average. Hella above average. Like, I got me a Venezuelan, she's, how old is that bitch? She was born in 1996. So she's like, what, 28? I've known her for a little bit longer, you know. So I got me a 28-year-old Venezuelana. The Afro-Colombiana was born in 1994. So that makes her about 30 years. Dudes, I'm like a 44. I'm going to be 44 in like 2 months. I'm a 44-year-old dude banging sub-30 woman, you know. So, this just goes to show you guys, in Latin America, age really doesn't matter, dudes. Age in America doesn't matter. Age in Southeast Asia doesn't matter. And the reason behind it is that they live in the real world over there. Guys, in Colombia, there's no credit cards. There is no affirmative action. There is no bank loans. Women have to rely on men, okay? Here in America, because a woman doesn't rely on men, she can play all she wants, you know? She can go with the bad boy, let the bad boy nut all up inside of her, get her pregnant, do whatever the fuck he wants to do with her. But when it comes to the decent dude, you know, she wouldn't even look at him because women are inherently satanic. But in Latin America, cultures where it's literally too expensive for feminism to exist, yeah, trust and believe, women are gonna be looking for dudes like me. Even though the age might be 10, 15, or even 20 years more, it doesn't matter, dudes. So when I'm in Colombia, I'm not going after women my age. Do you guys think I want to date a 40-year-old woman? Do you want me to date a woman that's structured? Do you want me to date a woman who's pretty much a full-blown feminist, who can't have kids? No, I don't want that. I want a woman who's able to giggle. I want a feminine woman. I want a woman that I can spank her on the ass, you know? This is what I want, dudes, okay? I don't want fucking some 40-year-old businesswoman. It's like, bitch, what the fuck am I gonna do with you, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, is that, and again, this video is really for Muslim sales, because again, you white dudes out there, you as a white dude, you can be short, you can be bald, as long as you're not Coach Bitch Pill Fugly, you can get yourself a Latina or an Asian, just BW, you know, just be white. But for the Muslim sales out there who are brown, there is no JBB, there is no just be brown. It doesn't exist, and quite frankly, it's not going to exist. So at the end of the day, for a lot of you Muslim sales watching this video, you gotta make a conscious decision, dudes. You really gotta make a conscious decision. And that conscious decision is, should I marry a woman that's so ugly that not even a dog will look at her? The answer is hail to the no. The other conscious option you have is, do I spend 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 years of my adult life becoming a multimillionaire or some big deal only to marry a woman that's been rejecting me for 20 years, but now that she's post-wall, I'm the only option she has. You don't want that, dude. I'm telling you, as somebody who's seen this with his own eyes multiple times, okay? These Muslim cells who've been rejected by women for 20 plus years, and now that they're well-to-do, and the bitch shed in calling her back no more, now she's gonna settle with him. These women low-key resent their husbands, okay, guys? They really resent their husbands. This is why they gain weight. You guys take the Afro-Colombiana, for example. The Afro-Colombiana, she lost weight. I told that bitch, lose weight. The Venezuelan girl, I'm gonna get on her ass in a couple of days, and I'm gonna get her a gym membership, you know, over at SmartFit. By the way, guys, special shout out to QB Willie for letting me know about SmartFit. SmartFit is kind of like, you know, the Latin American version of LA Fitness. As you guys know, when I used to be homeless, I'd travel all over America, and I'd go to LA Fitness to shower over there. I still go to LA Fitness, even though I'm not homeless, but obviously, you don't have to be homeless to go to LA Fitness, right? SmartFit is kind of like the Latin version of LA Fitness, except it's at most Latin countries. So if any of you guys are like me, you're gonna spend a lot of times in Latin America, just go to the local SmartFit. I think they're $15-$20 a month, according to QB Willie. I'll be taking a look at that myself when I go there in a couple of weeks. See what the membership is there like. That way I can access SmartFit all over Latin America. So, like I said, I plan on getting my girl SmartFit access so she can lose some weight, you know. If my girl loses like 10, 15, maybe 20 pounds, she'll look good, you know. But yeah, this is what I'm trying to tell you, dudes, is that if a woman likes you like that, she's gonna qualify herself to you, okay? Not the other way around, okay? If you have to qualify yourself to a woman, it simply means that she doesn't like you like that, okay, dudes? And you know, this video, honestly, guys, this video is about either the bitch likes you like that, or you have nothing to do with her, you know? That's just how it is, you know? Like, honestly, I don't mind getting a girl who's a 25-year-old pregnant, okay? If you're not a single mom, you're hot, I'm gonna get you pregnant, bitch. I don't care if you're younger than me by 20 years. I don't care if you're 25 or even 20. I'll get you pregnant simply because women, like TFM said, are nothing more than sandwich makers, a.k.a. birthing units. That's really what a woman is. Listen, dudes, when it comes to women, I'm not looking for conversation. I'm not looking for companionship. I'm not looking for anything. I'm just looking to get my goddamn dick wet, you know? So I just want a cum dumpster that goes where I go. That's really what I really want, okay, guys? And if that means I have to take care of the bitch, you know, yeah, so be it, you know. And coincidentally, when I open that restaurant in Medellin, those hoes are gonna be working there. Ain't no free ride with me, bitch. Y'all ain't gonna get no free money. You wanna be with me? You want that good dick? You wanna travel the world? Bitch, work at my fucking restaurant. Granted, you're not gonna be like a fucking employee making fucking minimum wage and getting mistreated, but you're gonna work, bitch. You know, that's just how it is. So, at the end of the day, a lot of you Muslim sales out there watching this video, you'll never ever know what genuine desire is, okay? If I tell you what genuine desire is, you might think I'm crazy or that I'm lying to you. Again, I got girls out there who grow their hair down there because that's what I demand from them. Now, I'm not going to take pictures of that, guys, because, again, I know Coach Bitch Pill is probably waiting for that moment, but I'm just telling you guys, big difference in genuine desire versus having a woman who's like, yeah, I'll let you touch my dick. And even until now, like the Asian girl, last time I spoke to the Asian girl, she's like, he's a good guy and everything, but he's boring, you know, referring to her husband. Yeah, of course he's boring, you know, because he doesn't make that pussy wet. That's a goddamn problem. And she spent decades trying to get with her baby daddy, you know, the Chad who got her pregnant, you know, not once but twice. She tried so hard to be with him, and then eventually she got, you know, when her looks started fading, you know, post-wall, she went with tomato cell, you know, Italian-looking dude, you know, even though he's, like, 2 inches taller than her, like, 5'5", she's 5'3", but yeah, he had a lot of money. I still look at her Facebook every now and then. They travel the world. You know, this guy comes from a super-duper wealthy family. Yeah, she married him for money, okay? She didn't marry him because he's white. Even though she prefers white, she married him because he had money. Lots of money. And he was willing... Oh, God. And he had lots of money, and he was willing to spend that money on her, okay, guys? So, was he the guy that she really wanted? Hell no. A lot of you guys out there, you're gonna be, assuming you end up with woman, a lot of you guys out there, you're gonna be with woman who never liked you like that. That's a Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth of the matter. A lot of you dudes out there, you're gonna wind up, assuming you go with woman, you're gonna end up with woman who, quite frankly, never ever liked you like that, and they never ever will, and the only reason they are with you is because you got money. And that is, see, I don't care how delusional you are, you know when a bitch is out of your league looks-wise. You know when a bitch is settling for you. You know that. And that's why a lot of these Muslim sales are like, oh, honey, what do you want, honey? You want to buy a brand new car? You want a vacation to Aspen? You want this? You want that? Yeah. A lot of these guys do it because they know the only way that this woman is with them is because they got money. They're willing to spend said money on her. Me, on the other hand, I don't spend my money favorably on my hoes, you know. You know, treat them mean, keep them keen. You know the old Australian saying, you know, the Australian saying that Coach Bitchpill uses on the traps and Thai lady boys he's with. But this video is not about fanny faggots, okay? So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that if a woman genuinely likes you like that, you can make demands of her, and she will follow through on said demands, okay, guys? So if you're short, brown, and fugly, even if you're a decent looking white dude, you have to understand, if you're decent, if you're average in today's world, even if you're an average white dude, you will never ever be genuinely desired. You're gonna be good enough, okay? See, guys, I want to position myself in a way where the woman with me, they know they can't do better than me when it comes to, like, looks and everything. I mean, think about it, dudes, okay? Think about it, okay? If you are some poor dude, you'd be willing to, like, rob, murder, sell drugs to kids if you're a poor dude who wants to be rich. But let's say you are a multimillionaire now. Are you gonna go out and do the same thing to be a billionaire? No. Why? Because even though you're a multimillionaire, you are content with what you have. There's no pressing need for you to go out and do something drastic to become a billionaire, okay? So the girls I'm with, yeah, are there dudes out there who are better than me? Yeah. But are these girls gonna be actively looking for said dudes? No. They're content with what they have with me. Therefore, there's really no need for them to go out and look for dudes who are better than me. Because you guys have to understand, every time a woman throws away a relationship and tries to go into a new one, she doesn't know if that new relationship is going to be a fling or if it's going to last. More than likely, it's probably going to be a fling, okay? Like the Afro-Colombiana and the Venezolana, the relationship I have with them, it's not a fling. It's more of a long-term, permanent thing. So, are they going to throw that away and go find another dude when they know that I'm like top tier for them? It's not worth it. You know, and this coincidentally is what makes it very sad for a lot of Muslim sellers out there. You got these girls who, if they had a better dude, they would not even be with you dudes. But they know if they're gonna throw you in the garbage can and they're gonna go start a new relationship, they may not have it as good, comfy as they do with you. So a lot of these Muslim sellers, the woman that they're with, assuming the bitch is actually hotter than them, she's with them not because she desires the guy, but because the relationship is benefiting her so much that she's like, I'm not gonna throw this away, go try to acquire another relationship, so I'm just gonna stay with this incel and gain, you know, 40, 50, 60 pounds and hope to God he only wants sex like, you know, once a year, maybe on his birthday or some dumb shit like that. This is the reality of the matter for a lot of dudes out there, especially for Muslim sales. And, oh, by the way, guys, YouTube finally deleted my channel. I saw that coming. They gave me, like, 2 strikes before the presidential election because they know. YouTube knows I was gonna say something about the elections. I did it 4 years ago. You know, 4 years ago, guys. Yeah, it was 4 years ago. 4 years ago, guys, I told you Trump was a Zionist piece of shit 4 years ago. I did that before the elections, and that was true. I was gonna put another video. I did it on MGTOW TV, so it was up there before the elections. In the video, I was gonna tell you guys on YouTube that, Trump is gonna win because that's what the Jews want, okay? As you guys know, I made a video titled Insider Information, Trump is gonna win, and I released that on MGTOW TV a couple of days before the election, and I was right because I did have insider information. I was gonna upload that to YouTube, but I got a strike on YouTube, but I got 2 strikes. When you get 2 strikes, you can't upload for 2 weeks. And then I went to check my YouTube channel like last night and it was deleted. I'm not gonna reapply. I tried doing that fucking, when did YouTube delete my channel? They deleted my channel, my initial channel. They deleted my initial channel a little bit over 5 years ago. They deleted it in September of 2019. So they deleted my initial Alpha Male Lifestyle channel, 2019, September of 2019. I of course not applied. I of course appealed it, and I heard from them like a year and a half ago saying, "Oh yeah, your channel is gone, dude. Now go fuck yourself." I'm not gonna appeal this one, dudes. I mean, I really checked out from YouTube for a few years now, so I might resurrect one of my old channels, like Beast from the Middle East or Seed of King David Speak. Oh, God. Tired, man. See, that's what happens when you're, like, sitting in a food truck all day, you ain't doing jack squat, you get tired, man. When I go to events, I'm like a fucking robot working like bam, 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 bam. But here, guys, other than that Uber driver or DoorDash driver showing up about half an hour ago, I pretty much had nothing going on. And again, this is indicative of the fact that the U.S. economy is getting worse and worse and worse. People legitimately speaking, people out there, they do not have money. The average American has to make a conscious choice at the end of the week. Do I buy a gallon of milk or do I buy a dozen eggs, okay? Both of them cost under $5, you know. This just goes to show you that the average American does not even have $10 to buy a dozen eggs and a gallon of milk. They have to decide whether I'm gonna get a gallon of milk or a dozen eggs this week. So this just goes to show you guys how bad the U.S. government really, the American people have it. And again, Trump is not gonna be your savior. They're gonna manipulate the stock market. They're gonna manipulate everything. And then they're gonna make it seem as if Trump is like Jesus, Hitler. You know, he's the Messiah. Shit like that. But the reality of the matter is, guys, Trump is just gonna get us into war with Iran. And then that's when we're really gonna go into a tyrannical dystopian state, probably by the summertime. So I don't wanna be here, okay, guys? You have to remember, the Jews have 4 years to destroy America, okay? 4 years from now is gonna be 2029. The Jews have something called 2030, Agenda 2030. So by 2030, the Jews want Satan to be in this world. That's what their goal is. So Trump is probably gonna be the last president of the United States of America as we know it, okay, guys? So, yeah, things are gonna get bad to the point where I'm honestly thinking of selling this truck and just taking the money going down to Colombia. You guys gotta understand, Colombia is over 1,000 miles away from America. Colombia has their own infrastructure, they got their own energy, they got everything. So if America was to be wiped off the face of the earth, guess what, dudes? If America was to be wiped off the face of the earth, Colombia is gonna be fine, guys. Colombia is not reliant on America for much, okay? Colombia will be fine if America ceases to exist. And another thing I'm gonna be doing is that, as you guys know, I wanna franchise out Egyptian shawarma. For you to get a investor visa to live legally in Colombia, you need to invest $35,000 in a Colombian business. So what I, Amar Mitwalli, am gonna do, God willing, of course, is that I'm gonna have turnkey restaurants like this, where I'm like, hey guys, I have a turnkey restaurant for you, $35,000, come on in. You're gonna own a restaurant. You're gonna get your investor visa for Colombia, and me and my management team, we will manage the restaurant for you. You know, we might charge you $1,000, something like that, a month, and all you have to do is sit back, relax, and have money come into your bank account. You know, that's like my long-term goal with Egyptian shawarma in Colombia, and God willing, as early as next month, we might be on that road. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.